This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. I am tired of death. I am tired of seeing friends and family passing away. When will death ever come to an end? How can we have unending and abundant life? I will answer this on the broadcast today. First, though, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website. Gospel2Africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address, Gospel2Africa.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. At our Facebook page, we have internet links to African language Bibles. Again, find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. As I said a moment ago, I am weary of hearing of the death of family members, of friends, and of people that I hear about in the news media. Death robs us of our loved ones, our companions, our neighbors. Some die from disease, some from war or terrorism, some from crimes. Some folks are just in the wrong place at the wrong time and are innocent victims of someone's private war. Many die in the world every day of starvation. So why do we see so much death around us? Why is our world like this? In the beginning of time, things weren't always like this. Before the rebellion against the expressed will of God by Eve and then her husband Adam, there was no death, no pain, no suffering. These are all symptoms of sin. Sin, a tiny little three-letter word, but it is such a big thing to God Almighty. God, being morally perfect, just, and fair, has every right to expect His creation to obey Him. A reasonable observer of the perfect state in which our first parents lived in the Garden of Eden would assume they had no reason to disobey God. They had everything they could ever want or need: food, water, lovely surroundings, and no hard labor or chores to perform. Yet they could not seem to abide by the one single prohibited item, the forbidden fruit. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, "I have come so that people might live and that they might enjoy life to the full." Jesus wants us to have a rich, full, and abundant life, but people let sin and their own disobedience to God get in the way of this wonderful life. In the Old Testament, God presents the choice of life and death to the ancient Israelites. Moses, speaking as a prophet of God in Deuteronomy chapter 30, challenged the nation of Israel to choose life with God over death with false gods and false religions. "This commandment I am giving you today is not too difficult for you, nor is it too remote, for the thing is very near you. It is in your mouth and in your mind so that you can do it. Look, I have set before you today life and prosperity on the one hand, and death and disaster on the other. What I am commanding you today is to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to obey his commandments, his statutes, and his ordinances. Then you will live and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you are about to possess. However, if you turn aside and do not obey, but are lured away to worship and serve other gods, I declare to you this very day that you will certainly perish. Today I invoke heaven and earth as a witness against you, that I have set life and death, blessing and curse before you. Therefore, choose life so that you and your descendants may live. I also call on you to love the Lord your God, to obey him and to be loyal to him, for he gives you life. Death is the result of sin. Romans 6:23 in the New Testament tells us, when people sin, they earn what sin pays, death. But God gives his people, as a free gift, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And we receive that gift by believing completely and wholeheartedly, with nothing held back, in the saving work of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who loved us and paid for our debt of sin that leads to death, just so that we could have eternal life. Here is how this whole world fell under the curse of sin and death. Genesis 2:15, the Lord God took the man and placed him in the orchard, traditionally called the garden, in Eden, to care for it and to maintain it. Then the Lord God commanded the man, "You may eat freely fruit from every tree of the orchard, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will surely die." Death is essentially separation. To die physically means separation from the land of the living, but not extinction. To die spiritually means to be separated from God. In the creation account, Genesis chapters 1 and 2, we read how God created a variety of living beings. These animals had life, an inward element that gave movement and energy to their physical bodies. Scientists are still at a loss to explain what truly causes life, but the Bible is clear. God gives life to all things. See Genesis 1 and 1 Timothy 6:13. In addition to the immediate spiritual death they experienced, they also began the process of physical death, even though it took many years for death to have its full effect. Death is the result of sin. Romans 6:23 in the New Testament tells us, when people sin, they earn what sin pays, death. But God gives his people a free gift, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord, and we receive that gift by believing. In the Bible, the Holy Word of God in John 3:16, we read these words, "For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life." In John 5:24 through 26, Jesus said, "I tell you the solemn truth, the one who hears my message and believes the one who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned, but is crossed over from death to life. I tell you the solemn truth, the time is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For just as the Father has life in himself, thus he has granted the Son to have life in himself." On the cross, when Jesus was crucified, Jesus also experienced physical death. See Matthew 27:50. The difference is that Adam died because he was a sinner, and Jesus, who had never sinned, chose to die as a substitute for sinners, Hebrews 2:9. Jesus then showed his power over death and sin by rising from the dead on the third day. In Revelation chapter 21, we read the exciting news of the end of death. Hallelujah! The Bible says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and earth had ceased to exist, and the sea existed no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, made ready like a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, the residence of God is among human beings. He will live among them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will not exist any more, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the former things have ceased to exist.' For true believers in Jesus Christ, our faith in Him gives us redemption from our sins and rescues us from the grasp of death. Even though our bodies may die, as Christians, we know the resurrection power of Jesus Christ will take us home to heaven, made alive and new again by the power of God. Listen to this from 1 Corinthians 15:51-57. But listen, I tell you this secret, we will not all die, but we will all be changed. It will only take the time of a second. We will all be changed as quickly as an eye blinks. This will happen when the last trumpet blows. The trumpet will blow and those who have died will be raised to live forever. And we will all be changed. This body that ruins must clothe itself with something that will never ruin. And this body that dies must clothe itself with something that will never die. So this body that ruins will clothe itself with that which never ruins. And this body that dies will clothe itself with that which never dies. When this happens, the scriptures will be fulfilled. Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? Where is your power to hurt? Death's power to hurt is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But we thank God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that internet website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. On Facebook, we have links to African language Bibles. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you are not able to write it down. We so enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com. That is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you today with this text from John chapter 11, verses 21 through 27. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will grant you." Jesus replied, "Your brother will come back to life again." Martha said, "I know that he will come back to life again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even if he dies, and the one who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She replied, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who comes into the world.